"Good morning, Your Majesty," he said to Leopold. "I congratulate you on your coronation." "Hardin," cried Venus again, "order your priests back to their jobs." Hardin looked up coolly. "Order them yourself, Venus, and see who is playing with forces too great for whom. Right now there's not a wheel turning in Anacreon. There's not a light burning except in the temples. There's not a drop of water running except in the temples. On the wintry half of the planet, there's not a calorie of heat except in the temples. The hospitals are taking in no more patients. The power plants have shut down. All ships are grounded. If you don't like it, Venus, you can order the priests back to their jobs. I don't wish to." "By space, Hardin, I will. If it's to be a showdown, so be it. We'll see if your priests can withstand the army. Tonight, every temple on the planet will be put under army supervision." "Very good. But how are you going to give the orders? Every line of communication on the planet is shut down. You'll find that radio won't work, and the televisors won't work, and the ultrawave won't work. In fact, the only communicator of the planet that will work, outside of the temples, of course, is the televisor right here in this room, and I've fitted it only for reception." Venus struggled vainly for breath, and Hardin continued, "If you wish, you can order your army into the Argolid Temple just outside the palace, and then use the ultrawave sets there to contact other portions of the planet. But if you do that, I'm afraid the army contingent will be cut to pieces by the mob. And then what will protect your palace, Venus? And your lives, Venus?" Venus said thickly, "We can hold out, devil. We'll last the day. Let the mob howl and let the power die, but we'll hold out. And when the news comes back that the foundation has been taken, your precious mob will find upon what vacuum their religion has been built, and they'll desert your priests and turn against them. I give you until noon tomorrow, Hardin, because you can stop the power on Anacreon, but you can't stop my fleet." His voice croaked exultantly. "They're on their way, Hardin, with the great cruiser you yourself ordered repaired at the head." Hardin replied lightly, "Yes, the cruiser I myself ordered repaired, but in my own way. Tell me, Venus, have you ever heard of an ultrawave relay?" "No, I see you haven't. Well, in about 2 minutes, you'll find out what one can do." The televisor flashed to life as he spoke, and he amended, "No, in 2 seconds." "Sit down, Venus, and listen."